Welcome to Sausage on a Fork, a podcast dedicated to the UK's longest-running children's drama programme, Grange Hill. My name's Neil, and in each episode, I'll interview a former cast member about their life before, during, and after their time on the programme. Okay, welcome to the latest episode of Sausage on a Fork, and I am absolutely delighted to say that I have been joined for this episode by none other than Kim Benson, who played Mary Johnson. Kim, welcome to Sausage on a Fork.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here.
Excellent, excellent. What we'll do, Kim, is we'll start the way we start every episode. And if you can tell us how you first got into acting.
I went to a place called the Annershire Children's Theatre in Islington, London. Yeah. And it was just somewhere that you went and did drama after school. It was and it was a hobby for me.
All right, okay.
I just went after school. I made lots of friends and lots of casting directors came down. Not because we didn't go there to really become famous actors or anything like that. We just went there because we enjoyed doing drama after school.
Okay. And so was there anyone at Annershire's with you that we might know, we might have heard of?
You're going to know lots of people that were Annershire. So there was Kathy Burke. There was people like, Linda Robson was older than me, but she was at Annershire's with me. My brother actually went Annershire's as well. I don't know if anyone knows him, Perry Benson. He's in lots of things.
Yeah.
And there was Phil Daniels, good friends, and Ray Burdis. Mark Burdis, who was in Grange Hill as well, played Stuart. He used to walk home with me.
All right, okay.
Yeah, he's younger than me. I used to make sure he came home. So yeah, there was lots of people that went to Annershire's and come through in the 70s because they wanted kind of real kids at that time. That's what they were looking for. So Dexter Fletcher actually went there as well. He was, and his brothers too. So yeah.
Brilliant. So you said it was a hobby. You know, it wasn't like you wanted to be, famous or anything like that. So then, how did the television thing sort of come about for you then?
Well, obviously the casting agents come in. Phil Redmond wrote Grange Hill. Uh-huh. I think he actually came down because he did write something else after it called Going Out that they filmed in. I think it was in Southampton or it was like anyway he did this thing called Going Out and he actually gave it to a few of us to read. I read it and gave my comments on it. How did I think it was real or not? And I was like, oh no, it's brilliant. And I could see who'd get cast in it, and he actually ended up casting my brother in this Going Out. Yeah, because my brother was like 4 years older than me. It was like funny. So Phil Redmond had obviously come down to Annershire's. He was like looking for real kids.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Anna Hume and Colin Cant auditioned us or saw us. And the next thing I know, I was invited round to Highbury to this house with lots of kids. And we was all there. And they told us we all had a part. And it was like, you've got a big part, you've got a small part. And that's how it began for me. And I was there right at the beginning with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, oh, this is fun.
Brilliant. Yeah. So you were there right from the inception of of the program.
Yeah.
And as you say, you played Mary Johnson, and we didn't see Mary until sort of towards the end of the first series, really. It was when Mary first got, speaking parts. And because there was only 9 episodes in the first series as well, whereas in all the others, there was either 20 or 18 episodes. The first episode was quite small in comparison. And as you've said there, you were there in the early days with the likes of Tucker, Tricia, Doyle, all these Benny, all these people that became Benny, sort of household names really, really quickly as well. And Mary, I don't know if you can remember this, Mary became Ann Wilson's campaign manager when Ann Wilson wanted to be on the school council.
And I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, But they didn't have any much. They didn't have much luck at first with the lads because the lads wanted to vote for a lad called Adrian, just because he wanted to ban cricket and rugby. The heart of any good political manifesto, banning those things. And he also gave them sweets as well, so that was another way of them, enticing them in. So after
That
speak,
was
yeah, and then so after speaking to Mr. Mitchell, the girls came up with a new game plan because they thought about the sweets idea. So they came up with the idea of getting a tuck shop in.
sorry. Did
And M Mary, we all, she was obviously Anne's campaign manager, but there was a little bit of subterfuge going on because Mary put up a poster in support of Anne. And right next to it, there was a poster in support of Adrian. So can you guess what Mary did, or can you remember what Mary
I can't remember,
did?
but
So
I'm sure she just took it down.
exactly that, yeah. Started taking it down, and there's another scene where Mary accidentally bumps into one of the lads, and he drops all his stuff. And so Mary and Anne are like, "Oh, we're really sorry, we'll help you pick your stuff up." And Trisha Yates goes around the back of this lad, and they give him all his stuff. He walks off, but Trisha Yates has stuck a poster to the back of this lad in support of Anne in that one.
Well, the girls, you said.
Yeah,
Of
and it can only have been down to Mary's brilliant campaign manager strategies.
course, yeah.
Now, when the results were counted, unfortunately, Anne didn't win. Anne came second in the vote, but it all turns out that she lost by one vote to a lad called David Robinson. But it turned out that Robinson, along with Michael Doyle, good old Mickey Doyle,
Oh,
had been bullying people into voting for him. So they only went and did the correct thing that Grange Hill could do, and awarded the election victory to Anne Wilson. So Mary's campaigning did actually come off by default.
good.
As Homer Simpson says, default, the two greatest words in the English language.
See?
Now,
Anyway, I'm destined to be in politics now.
so there was an episode where, I don't remember this, there was going to be like a school festival, and there was all sorts of things getting planned, and there were, all sorts of things going on. And a couple of flintlock pistols had been loaned to the school. I don't even remember this.
Don't remember. I'm really sorry, but it
It's
was
all
so
right,
long
no.
ago, I don't remember.
It's not a problem. So a couple of flintlocks had been loaned to the school for the festival, and one of them was stolen, and it had been stolen by our old friend Doyle again. And Tucker knew that he would take had taken it, and Doyle wouldn't admit it. Now the festival was on the verge of being cancelled because of this. And Trisha had heard Tucker telling Benny that Doyle had taken it. Trisha spoke to Anne and Mary about it, and they decided to do something about it, but they didn't know what they could do. So Mary basically suggested sending Doyle to Coventry, and having nothing to do with him, and let him know that they knew it was him. But he still wouldn't own up, right? So Tucker and his mates gave Doyle a beating. Now, you might think, why am I talking about Tucker and Doyle all the time when it's about Mary Johnson? So we need to tell you about this. Your brother, Perry Benson, is in a very, very famous Grange Hill spoof on the Young Ones. He was
Oh,
in the Young Ones with Ben Elton.
yeah.
And there's a line in that where Ben Elton says, "Come on, say, we're not that bad. We're the only kids in Britain who never say,
Yeah.
When I was researching your characters' stories, in the scene where the lads grab him to give him a beating, the word is very, very audible. You can
Yeah.
hear so much. To be honest, the more I listen to it, the more I think, how's that been passed? But he basically, I'm going to kill you, is the line that comes up. So I just, I just thought I'd throw that one in there. As I say, when Perry was in The Young Ones, that was the scene that he was in.
He was
And
in Brain Jewel as well. He
he was
played
in
an
Great
uncle.
Jill.
Yeah, he was in the first episode, I think, and he just played a little part in it as an
Yeah.
old boy in Brain Jewel.
He has a conversation with Benny Green, Terry Supath. Yeah. Remember that bit? Yeah. So in the end, as I say, the lads give Doyle a beating, and the flintlock miraculously is handed back in. And the festival goes ahead. Now there's another bit where Tricia Yates hadn't gone into school, and Mr. Mitchell asked Anne to go and see if, go around to her house and see if she was there. When she got there, Trish's mum was under the impression that she was still at school, so Anne never said anything. But then Anne's talking to Mary about it, and Mary and Anne are overheard by Mr. Mitchell, because Mary says, "You need to come up with something because old Mitch is bound to ask." And he's like, "Yeah, I am. What am I bound to ask?" And then that series finished. So the series one was only 9 episodes, and it finished at half term. And it's really strange, because series two started and the kids were still in the first year, whereas later on they grew up, they went a year by year. It's really, series two carries on that year. But I want to know, was there a time when you realized how big Grange Hill had become?
I probably not the first series.
Right.
Probably when I sort of left,
Ah, right. Okay.
when I was about 13, and just everybody, was coming up to me and talking to me about it. But and sort of because it was hated by, was it Mary Whitehouse? There was
Yeah.
like some people that hated it, so you
Yeah.
knew he was doing something
Yeah.
good, and it was a breakthrough program. It was like about real life, really. It really dealt with real life problems. It was a real change for children's television. But I think that's probably why there was only nine, because it wouldn't have been commissioned for more than nine at the
Right.
beginning, you
Yeah.
see, because I have to see whether it works. So that's why nine, and that was how things were made then as well. Like now you have to make like 12 at least, I think, the
Right. Yeah.
television companies now. But back then, no.
Right.
Really, six or seven in other programs I did when I was sort of
Yeah.
younger,
Because
so.
the series two was 1979, but around that time there was another program that you'd made called Kids.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, no, I that seemed like, when I read the synopsis on that seemed like a really, really good idea. It was basically, it was the life of kids, but sort of based on real stories,
Yeah,
if I
and
remember.
I was in a children's home, so
Ah, right.
that's the one. I only did one. I think I was only in one episode.
Yeah, I think it was one episode, and it was
So,
an episode called Michael and Liam.
yeah.
And you
So,
played a cat. You played a character called Sophie in that one.
yeah. I was young because, I actually filmed that. I went over and rehearsed in Chelsea, and I just remember getting on the bus and feeling like I was going miles away.
Yeah.
Do this job, as a kid, you're like,
Yeah.
wow.
Yeah. And Naomi Campbell was in that episode as
Washing.
well.
Oh,
Yeah.
there you go. You see, you're there. I don't remember.
And she actually turned up in an episode of Grange Hill a few years later as well. So yeah, so the second series started. You were in the second series a lot more than you have been in the first series. And as I say, they were still first years. And at this point, Anne Wilson had left. But the official story, it's weird, the official story is that she just moved form classes. We just never saw her again. That was the official story. And there was a new headmaster. Mr. Llewellyn was there. It had been Mr. Starling beforehand. And it was his idea to change the kids in the form classes round. And it was Mary who said she thought it was a good idea because they could mix. and make new friends and meet people who lived in the same area. She obviously believed the spin that the school had given her. We I've just mentioned Lucinda Duckett, and we talked about Mary and Tricia, but was there anyone who you were sort of really sort of best friends with or close to when you were filming?
Well, really, it was Michelle Herbert was my friend. I was
Right.
close to her. And also, one of the ladies called Abigail Brown was
Oh
one of
yeah.
my friends who
Yeah.
played, what did she play? Judy Preston.
Judy Preston, yeah. Yeah.
So she was one of my friends, and obviously, and Terry Supat, because he was one of my mates. We all used to go out after, well, we was all earning money from Grange Hill, so we all had money to go out and
Yeah.
go out. We shouldn't, I shouldn't say that. When I was older, when I was like 14,
Yeah.
we all used to go out together.
Yeah.
And
Oh, brilliant.
yeah.
Brilliant. And was there anyone that, like you said, you've had, but was there anyone that you really enjoyed working with or having scenes with? Anything like that?
I enjoyed, I just enjoyed doing Grange Hill because it was fun. I didn't, it wasn't like an acting job for me.
Yeah.
It was just like fun. It was with like loads of kids. We'd all have a great laugh together, and we were all getting paid as well. It was like brilliant. It was like, this isn't work, and it was like, and no, so I have to say, I like Todd Carty. He was always funny. He would always tease us. When we did rehearsals, we used to do rehearsals at Baden Powell House
All
over in
right.
the road. So that was, yeah. And then we used to film. I mean, originally it was, I don't know later on where it was filmed, but when I did it was a television center at White City. So in and then there was a school that was actually in a place called, I'm sure it was in Grange Park or somewhere like
Right.
that. School was that we used to film.
Brilliant.
Used to get bussed together, so we were like all kids. We was all tormenting each other,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Brilliant.
So
And
yeah.
we've talked about Mr. Mitchell, played by Michael Percival. What was the relationship between the kids and the adults like? How did you find that?
Didn't really have a lot to do with the
Right.
adult, to be honest with you. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't remember sort of having like making like big friends with the adults because we were just all like a little gang between ourselves, really.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they all had the job, but probably thought, oh, these kids.
Yeah. I mean, the thing at first, the adults, I've said this before, were very much on the periphery, weren't they? It was only sort of later on when they really started getting their own sort of storylines. They were there to, facilitate scenes and move scenes along, I imagine, most of the time.
Yeah, I think
Anyway,
that is true. Yeah, that is
yeah,
true.
okay. Now, there'd been a story where there'd been talk of an attacker in the area, a stranger danger storyline. And Madeline Tanner, the ADNOC of the year group, had been telling everyone what she'd done once when she was when a bloke had gone for her, and Mary called her a big mouth. Now, I just what when I watched that, I just thought, tell you what, she's brave there to be taking on Madeline Tanner. Like, there's no way I would have said anything about Madeline Tanner. Not at all. Like, and there was a bit, I was trying to work this bit out, where Mary was annoyed at herself because she'd brought her stuff in for day three of the timetable when it was day two. And that to me just seemed like a really strange way of saying, I brought my stuff in for Wednesday when it's actually Tuesday.
Yeah.
I just.
Well, I always thought that Mary was a bit like the way, when I watched some of it back,
Yeah.
a while back when they first put it on, because I'd
Yeah.
forgotten. And I always thought she could be a bit dim sometimes. She's a bit
Right.
slow, So that's how I think that's how I played her when I was
Right. I
that's
get
how
it.
I saw the script as well, a bit
Yeah.
like a bit slower than others. And
Yeah.
that's probably why she said something to that girl, because she didn't really realize,
Yeah.
really like mean.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know if that's like a thing that school did with their timetables, day one, day two. When I was at school, It was just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That was the timetables you were given. I know some school do like 2 week timetables, so it might have been that. I just I
Maybe I
yeah.
don't ask me, I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you things that and that's really terrible that I'm doing this with you.
No, not at
Anything.
all. Not at all. Not at all. So she hadn't done her homework, basically, was the outcome of this thing.
Yeah.
But she hoped Mr. Sutcliffe would forget because he normally did. Mr. Sutcliffe, another James Wynn, another legend there. But he didn't forget. He was asking everyone. But the teachers then went on strike because Miss Summers had resigned. And when I say they went on strike, they did like a day walkout. So they basically the school was closed that day. And all the others said, "Oh, we're going to go out. We're going shopping. Are you coming, Mary?" And she was like, "No, I'm going to go home and do my homework."
Yeah, she was a good girl, wasn't she?
Yeah, she certainly was. And then Mary became a journalist for the school magazine, and she was trying to get stories for it. And she wanted to get a story from Tricia Yates about what it was like when she was part of the delegation of SAG, the Students' Action Group,
Oh, yeah.
when they'd been called to Mr. Llewellyn's office about trying to get the school uniform abolished, but she didn't get much of a story from Tricia. Tricia just said, "Yeah, it was brilliant. It was dead good," and that was it. And she was like, "Well, I can't really put that in." So then she asked Cathy Hargreaves. Now, this is what you're saying there about Mary being maybe being a little bit dim. So she then asked Cathy Hargreaves if she could write a story about her getting done for shoplifting.
Yeah,
You know,
so yeah.
have a bit of tact, Mary, shall we? You
Yeah.
know, as I say, you know, she wasn't the most tactful
No, she
person.
wasn't
No.
tactful. I suppose that's what it was, yeah. But she was,
And then Cathy had said no because she didn't think her mum would want that going in the school magazine. And I don't know
Is
where that story went. It wasn't really mentioned after that. But what I will say on series two, if you watch series two on BritBox,
it?
or ITVX or Prime or whatever it's on now. Episode 14 of series two, Mary Johnson is the face of that episode. So
Really?
they have like, but
Wow.
even though Mary's not in it that much, but Mary is the face of episode 14 in series two. So we'll move on then to series three, which was on air in 1918. You were only in two episodes
Yeah.
in this series, and it's the third year, as I say, second year's been missed out, but and it was when there was no school uniform. School uniform was optional basically by this point, but Sudhamani Patel was wearing her uniform, and Tricia had said, "Why are you wearing that?" And Sudhamani says, "Well, my dad made me." And Tricia says to her, "Well, you should have put your foot down and told him that you wanted to wear what you wanted to wear." But then Kathy pointed out that Tricia wasn't wearing jeans when she said she was going to wear jeans. And Tricia said, "Me mum wouldn't let me." Can you remember or guess what Mary then said to Tricia?
No, I can't go on,
She
tell me.
basically says to her what Tricia said to Sudhamani: "You should have put your foot down and told your
Yeah.
mum
At
that you wanted to wear what you wanted to wear."
beginning of my comedy career.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Mitchell had left at this point, and the girls were talking about who they hoped their form tutor would be. This then led to the girls talking about which teachers they fancied. I don't suppose, can you remember who Mary said she fancied?
No.
Out of all the male teachers, she said she fancied Mr. Baxter.
Really?
No, I don't. It may have been tongue in cheek because she went, "Yeah, I just think he's really sexy," and all the girls started laughing at that point. Now, in that series, there was fire in a science lesson.
Hmm.
Were you in the scene for that one? Can you remember being there for that one? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose that's something you probably would remember as well.
I think so. Yeah, I think yeah.
Yeah.
Think it was because I got to I think I must have been about, how old was I then? I was about 13, 12, 13. I was about to do my O levels, so I, in
Ah, right.
real life,
Right, yeah.
I want to do my O levels.
Right. Oh, now the last scene that we see Mary in, Penny Lewis and Trisha Yates had a fight. Now, it's quite a famous one in Grangeville. So Penny Lewis, played by Rudy Davis, and Trisha Yates have a fight. It's quite famous because they really go for it. Can you remember much about that?
Not really.
Right. Okay.
I don't really remember. I
Right.
don't.
No, that's
But
fair enough.
I know I told you, didn't I? But all I remember really when I did Grange Hill was that Michelle Herbert had to be rushed to hospital one time because she had her appendix removed.
Wow.
So there was maybe when she was in it, yeah, there was one time she was. We was actually on the set. We was in the school, and everyone was like, "Where is she?" And
Wow.
she was like, "In the, she'd collapsed, and she had to be rushed to hospital, and she had her appendix removed." So
Blimey.
that's the kind of thing I remember, but I
No,
don't.
you said earlier on about people started coming up to you after you'd left, sort of thing, about and asking you about Grange Hill. What was the public reaction like to Mary Johnson?
I think, yeah, no one was horrible to me for
Right.
Mary Johnson because she wasn't, you know, she was a likable character. She
Yeah.
wasn't she wasn't someone who was mean, like I suppose like Gripper or someone like that. You
Yeah.
know, you're mean in something like that. People believe it
Yeah.
when they're kids, don't they? I mean,
Yeah,
it's,
definitely.
I think everyone sort of wished they were in it. Sort of all my friends were like, oh, what's it like? You know, oh, what are they like? And oh, I wished I did that. You know, it was kind of like that. And I went to an ordinary school, you see. I didn't go to a stage school. So it
All
wasn't
right, okay.
like I went back. Like a lot of there was like many children who were in Grange Hill who did go to stage schools as well. It was a mix of everything. But obviously I just went back to my normal school.
Right.
So
I've spoken to a few people who went to like comprehensives and high schools and things. And they said that it wasn't, if they ever got grief at school, it wasn't usually from the kids. It was from the teachers
oh wow.
would give them stuff, but that obviously wasn't the case for
I
you.
still, I was quite sort of, I still like enjoyed doing all my studies, so I
Right.
kept up with that. I was sort of in school. I never, it wasn't like I went and did the, I did Grange Hill because we did have tutors on Grange
Yeah.
Hill, but it wasn't like what you get in a, you know, when you went back to school, you'd missed everything.
Yeah.
I kept up with it, so I
Right.
didn't really have that problem when I went back with the teachers. They still sort of thought I was okay, but I probably, you know, so I can see how some people would, because you
Yeah.
come back in and you think that's not, this isn't what I want to do anymore. I
Yeah.
want to act, because you know you've been in this adult world of, you know, in the working world really
Yeah.
at a young age, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, so that was the last time we saw Mary Johnson in series three. So whose decision was it for you to leave?
Was mine because
Right.
they asked me, they were going to write a bigger part for me.
All right, okay.
They had a story like that, you know. They said, do you want to do it? And at the time I didn't want to. I wanted to do my O levels because I wasn't sure that acting was my path actually.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, well, I've had fun, but I want to do my O levels. I want to do my A levels
Yeah.
and maybe go to university. I mean, I never end up going to university in the end,
Right.
but you know, I did do A levels and I went on to do that. And
Yeah.
so, but I still did other act. I still got,
Yeah.
every time I thought I'd go to uni, I applied for university. That's when I got the role in 2.4 Children that won
Ah, right, okay.
so many series.
Brilliant. Right, because you carried on acting after you'd left Grange Hill, and did you just go to do your studies at school straight away, and then once you'd done your O levels, start acting, or were you doing it at the same time still
I was still doing it
after
at the
Grange Hill?
same time, but it wasn't, you know, I had already, I know I'd done my O levels and I did, like, I had got a couple of other jobs, but they didn't really interfere with studies, you know,
Yeah.
because Grange Hill was a long commitment.
Yeah.
It would get longer and longer, and you'd be, you know, and you had to be out of school for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, And I don't know, maybe I should have stayed in it, but like at that point, I was like, oh, I don't know whether I want to do this. But
Yeah, because
and
I
then
was.
pulled back into acting because people would offer me things. I think, well, I might as well do that bit.
Yeah,
And then
yeah,
that
yeah.
way,
Because I've looked through your acting CV, and there's quite a few bits that I'd like to talk to you about. Because you were in Made in Britain
yeah, I was,
with Tim Roth.
yeah,
Now,
with Tim Ross.
was he as scary in real life as he looks in that film? Because
No, he's a great actor, Tim
yeah.
Ross. And actually, then he did a few stage plays with my brother, actually.
All
So I
right.
got to know him better after. I was only in one scene in Made in Britain. We were just in the job centre, me and this other actress called Catherine Clark, actually, I went to Anna Scher's with.
All right.
And we were both in the scene and doing that scene. And we only did the scene with him. So it wasn't like I had a lot to do with him because he
Right,
was
I get
one
you.
part and we were just had like these little parts in it.
But were you there when he threw the concrete slab through the window?
No.
Okay. Because I know
No, because I haven't got any. No, I haven't got any.
I watched that scene quite a bit the other day, but you can see people in the background when he throws it through. So I was just wondering, because I think it's the window you had actually been standing
Of
in
course.
behind. Okay. And then you did an episode of Big Deal with Ray Brooks.
Yeah, that was a yeah, we did that. And I went up to Glasgow to do that.
All
And
right.
it was the first time I'd ever been in Glasgow and I had a great time.
Yeah,
So
Terry Sue Patt was in that episode. And Susan Tully is uncredited, apparently, in that episode at some point as well. And then you did something called Paradise Postponed.
Yeah, that was. I was just in for that, I was in a petrol station.
Right, because
I was like,
who did you
I have a little part in that,
but
yeah.
did you get to work with any of the main cast? Because when I looked at the names on the people in that, Michael Horden and Annette Crosby and Zoe Wanamaker and David Telford, it just seemed to be.
No, they were, yeah, big. No, it was just, I can't remember who come into the
Right.
petrol. It was just one. I wasn't, again, it was just a little small part that I did in that.
Yeah.
As I did until I got sort of better parts, like in some other programs that I did.
Yeah, I was, and then the New Statesman. You were in an episode of the New, and now I need to talk to you about that because Rick Mayall is like an ultimate hero of mine. I've said it before, but when I've had people on the way, I've only ever cried twice at the death of someone famous,
Oh,
and
so sad.
one was Howard Kendall, who used to manage Everton,
Oh.
and the other one was Rick Mayall. Because there was no one like him, is
No,
that
he was brilliant, and I really enjoyed working on that with him. I played Agnes Tebbit in it, so it was funny, and he was just brilliant. He was a team player.
And was he as bonkers as I really hope he was?
I think, well, he had that. He was really clever. So he had that about him, but I just remember what we did because it was in a studio, like some of it was in a studio that we did it. And he come in and got it wrong.
Right.
He walks in and he gets it wrong. And then everybody, because we had a studio audience and they all laugh and everyone relaxes. He went, always do that. Now we're going to do it for real. And then he came in and did it. And, it was brilliant. He was like, I just had a really fun time with him. He was really easy to get on with and not sort of, not so, he was a big star. And, so it, he was, no, he was lovely. And it was a,
Okay, so then we'll move on then and talk about, you've mentioned it a couple of times already, 2.4 children, which is what a lot of people might know you for, more so than Grange Hill. And You were in it right the way through. Is that right? You were in.
I was in. What happened was, in the first series, I had one episode,
Yeah.
and I wasn't playing the part that I then got. That.
Ah, right. Okay.
So I did. I played. I was just in a supermarket with a lady called, actually, who's done very well since, Nina Wadia, was
All
on
right.
with me, and we were just on the counter, and I think I wanted to be on. I was on meats, but I wanted to be on cakes.
Right. Okay.
And Belinda Lang is there, sort of like looking at us as if to say, "Can you just serve me?" And
Yeah.
that was it. So that was the scene I did. And then the boy who they had as the workmate for the dad in it, they didn't want to use him for the
All right.
following series. And then they called me up and said, "We'd like you to play Christine, the plumber's mate."
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And then she just sort of turned scenes around, and she had really good lines.
Yeah.
So she was a stroppy character. She was a really good character to play.
Yeah, and of course Claire Buckfield and John
Yeah.
Pickard were in that, who were both in Grangehill.
And us, because she's got a twin sister,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Helen was also in
Yeah,
Grangehill. Yeah.
they well, Claire and Julie have both been on here,
Oh, have they?
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that must have been brilliant on 2.40, because when you look as well, as well as Anne Belinda Lang and Gary Olson and Liz Smith,
Oh, she was wonderful.
but then all the other comedy legends that
They're
turned
all
up
in
on
it.
it as
I know
well,
when you look at it, I know when I've looked at it, you don't realize it when you're doing it.
yeah.
But now when you look back and you think, oh, wow, yeah, everyone was in it.
Yeah.
Everyone, really. Oh,
I mean, you must have had an absolute ball every single time.
yeah, we had a laugh. We had a laugh on it. We're all very different. You
Right.
know, all the actors, we were all sort of come from different sort
Yeah.
of arenas, really. But yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah.
And it was a shame we lost Gary,
Yeah.
because we were going to do, we were, they'd written another series,
Right.
but then he unfortunately was too seriously ill, and then
Yeah.
what happened, and then my family replaced it.
Right. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's a just when you look, I say we talk looking at the cast of 2.4 Children, and I've mentioned that, but Liz Smith was just like, most people might know. Well, I certainly knew her more from the royal family than anything else, and everyone just says just like.
She started acting when she was 50. I mean,
Yeah.
really, I mean, amazing.
Yeah. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And you did things like London's Burning and The Bill, the classic British
Everybody sort of, as an actor,
dramas.
your staples, they're
Yeah.
sort of keep you going. So everybody got a taste of that one way or another.
Yeah.
But I do. All the actors that I know,
And did you, when you're on London's Burning, John Alford was on it then. Did you get to
yeah.
work with him?
No, but I know John Alford because
All
he
right.
obviously went Anna Sherse, so
Yeah,
I know
all right.
he's from Islington,
Yeah.
so we sort of all know each other anyway, whether we work with each other or not, in a sense, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And then you did 15 Stories High with Sean Lock. Now,
Oh, he was wonderful. I loved him.
I have to ask you about him, because everyone said he is like the comedian's comedian, Sean Lock. Was he?
He
Was
was just lovely. I mean, he supported Chelsea. That wasn't lovely, but no, he was such a nice guy, and
Yeah.
it was shocking when we lost him. And yeah, 15 Stories a High was I really enjoyed doing that as well. I did an episode in both series. He
Oh,
had two
yeah.
series.
Yeah. Same
Yeah.
character. And
No, she wasn't. Well, she still was a housewife, and she
right.
still had a moany husband kind of thing. But
And was he as funny as everyone says?
yeah, he
Yeah.
was. It was just like natural, Yeah, he was very clever,
Yeah.
and a
Brilliant.
really sort of, he was down to earth, but he was, like
Yeah.
that,
Brilliant. And then Green Wing,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
And now I again, I talked about the cast earlier on Paradise Postponed, but That cast on Green Wing is like so many people cutting their teeth for a start in comedy. But who did you work with on that one?
I can't even remember. You don't know. I was in the car park because I just remember this. I'm like getting in my car and I work in laundry. And he was a doctor and he's like, look, and I had a prime position where I'd parked and he
Right.
couldn't get parked. And
All
that's
right.
he's like asking everyone what they do. So he's like, and I don't know what the character was called. But he and I just shut the door and drive off with his hold on the top.
Wasn't
That was
wasn't Mark Heap, was it?
I don't
I
know.
think he'd probably remember if it was Mark
Yeah.
Heap, to be fair. Okay. So you were, and then another one of my favorite comedy things is David Brent as
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais, and you were in the Life on the Road in
Yeah.
that one, working in the office, being one of the many people who was getting pissed off by him and Tom Bennett's character. Can't remember his
Yeah.
name, but
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what's Ricky? What was he like to work with as well?
Well, he does everything.
Yeah.
So he not only like writes it, he basically directs it, and he's involved in all of it. So he's pretty serious when you're
Yeah.
working with him, because he's got a lot of responsibility on
Yeah.
his shoulders. But
Brilliant.
yeah, it's like. And the best thing about that job was like I've never worked on a production where you start at 9 and by 4:30 it's like and it's only Monday to Friday
Right.
on a film. I mean, it's amazing. That's how it works, like clockwork work. They know what they're doing. He
Yeah.
knows what scenes he wants. He gets it.
Yeah.
I've never worked on something that is so efficient,
Yeah.
really. Usually people want to take the shot again and take it this way, that way, backwards, forwards,
Yeah.
No, he just knew what he wanted and
Yeah.
obviously, and it works. So
Brilliant. I mean, I
yeah.
suppose you don't get that many accolades if you're going at it haphazardly, do you? Because what he does works, doesn't it?
Oh no,
You
it
know?
definitely does. And his character, it we I mean we had some laughs on it, we did.
Yeah.
Like good fun, but yeah, it's but as I say, it was so efficiently done on a
Yeah.
film set. I've never sort of worked on something that was so efficient.
All right. So quite, because whenever you see him doing out, whenever you see him on outtakes and stuff, he looks like sometimes like he's trying to get it wrong on purpose. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe that's the truth. I don't know.
He's trying to make people corpse and stuff. I'm convinced of it when I watch him. Sometimes he's trying to make people corpse. Okay. And then you said earlier on, obviously most of the stuff we've done there is comedy, and that includes the likes of Stathlet's Flats and
Yeah.
Zapped
Yeah.
and stuff
That
like that.
I really enjoyed doing Zapped.
Yeah.
I was in makeup for 5 hours.
So what character did you play in Zapped?
It she was what was she? She was like, she wasn't an elf. She was that kind of
Or like a hobbit type
she
effort.
had, yeah, she was green. And zigzag or whatever it was, knick knock and zigzag.
Knock-knack,
Yeah,
knock-knack it
knook
was.
knack,
Yeah.
knook knack, see? Knook knack. And she had to have this sort of husky voice. I had to do this silly voice. I had a big nose. They'd put prosthetic ears on me, and as I say, it took hours
Yeah.
before we did it. But I had really good fun on it. I really enjoyed doing it, and it was just a shame they didn't get another series in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're saying there was it just one day of shooting, or was it
Yeah,
more?
it was
Yeah,
one day
right.
of shooting, but it was quite a big part of that episode.
Right.
Like the family that he comes, he pretends that he's one of them, but
Right.
he's not, and then his hat falls off, and they see that he's not green underneath.
Right, okay.
And we'll go chasing after him. But it was like great. I mean, it was funny and it
Yeah.
was, I really enjoyed doing it. I didn't really enjoy 5 hours of makeup, but no, but it was yeah, it was good fun.
Brilliant, brilliant. I need to talk about a program called Lee and Dean.
Oh yeah, Lee and Dean.
Um,
Well, Lee and Dean, Miles Chapman, I met on the Ricky Gervais film.
all right.
Because he played the manager in The Office.
All right, yeah.
And when he was on it, he was like, oh, I'm gonna be maybe making this series called Lee and Dean. It's about two builders. And I was like, oh, he goes, oh, and he wanted to meet my brother because they had, so I said, oh yeah. So I introduced them to my brother. And then he said, oh, and then there's a part for you, Kim. So they put me in it. So that was like lovely. Yeah.
I mean, was it strange working with Perry?
I didn't actually directly work with him though.
Ah, right,
He
okay.
wasn't in any of my scenes.
Ah, right,
So I
okay.
was, yeah, I was with Ricky Grover.
All right, yeah.
Ricky
Yeah.
Grover was my husband in it.
All right, okay.
My dad of the lead girl in it.
Yeah.
But no, so I, I've worked with Perry on a couple of other things,
All right.
but they weren't television things. They were just other stuff I've worked with him,
Yeah.
but I haven't really worked with him properly, no.
Right. All right, okay. Okay. So then away from TV then, so have you always acted? Have you always, has that always been your sort of your main job, like theatre and
Well,
stuff?
yeah, I did a bit of theatre. I went up and worked at the Manchester Royal Exchange. I did the Crucible
Yeah.
and the Prime Miss Jean Brodie I did up there. I loved it. Loved being up there. It was like fantastic.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I haven't done a lot of theatre.
All
I
right.
and then I did write with some other ladies. I did a cabaret when I was younger as well. We did,
Yeah.
and they were comedy songs that we wrote and performed, and we called "Wander and the Willy Warmers."
Right, okay.
So we did that for a little while, and also, I've tried to write stuff. So, and I've just done a, I've done my own like 100-word storybook. This thing that.
Right.
Yeah, so I've got these like stories that a lot of people got now. And so, I write all the time as
Yeah.
well as still going up for acting jobs. That's
All right.
interesting too. I mean, in between acting, when I didn't, because you don't always get acting work, I did temping and then I worked at Arsenal Football Club.
All right, okay. And is that your team then?
Yes.
Right, okay,
Of
that's
course, it
it.
was my dad's team, you see. So it
Yeah.
was, and we're, I live in Islington, so
Yeah.
of course. And yeah, so I work for, so I used to watch all the matches live and everything. So it was brilliant. I
Yeah.
got to really love football,
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so I did that, and I did work at the David Beckham Academy as
All
well.
right.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
So
So
yeah.
I have to ask then, do you think they're gonna do it this year, Arsenal?
Hope so.
Do you know what? As long and I make no apologies about this. As long as Liverpool don't win it, I don't,
I
you know,
know. I
I
know.
don't care.
Well, I know. Well, football's a strange animal, isn't it? You
Isn't
think
it
you're
just?
going to win, and then you're
You
not, and you
know,
never know with it.
we've just got 4 points back, and it was like Christmas when that happened. You know, we got given 4 points after having the 10 deducted from us. So we got, it was like Christmas the other day when we found that out. But yeah, so as long as Liverpool don't win, you know, Arsenal or Man City can get up there. But obviously, now that you've been on, I have to say I want Arsenal to win it, don't I? So.
Well done. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so can I ask then, are you still in touch with anyone that you were on Grange Hill with at all?
No, I
Right.
don't think so. Oh, yeah. Well, not that I was on Grange Hill with,
All right, okay.
but someone who was on Grange Hill. I still see Mark Burdiss and
All
his
right.
family, and his partner's one of my best friends. So,
All right.
yeah, I still see him.
Right,
From time.
I'm desperate to get him on this, by the way. So if you can put a word in for me, that'd be marvelous if you could.
I'll try.
Okay, so we are coming towards the end, Kim, and I have got same questions I always ask everyone towards the end, and they're all Grange Hill related. Okay, but
Okay.
it's not a quiz. Don't worry. It's not. It's not.
Because I won't win.
It's not a quiz. Don't worry. Okay. So, recently, it's sort of in the last 12 months, there's been talk of the idea of a Grange Hill movie. You know,
Yeah.
it's in the Phil Redmond has written it. Sarah Sugarman, who's going to be directing it. What do you think of the idea of a Grange Hill movie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting. I don't know, unless they obviously the kids they bring back as the parents, and then they get other kids, won't they? They got kids that are today, and just be interesting. I don't know. No, it's so different now, really, when you think kids and growing up now and mobile phones and the bullying and social media. I'm sure they've got great ideas. I know I've seen Sarah Sugarman's made a few films, so she's doing like lots of stuff. Yeah, it'd be interesting. It's not like they've asked me to be in it
Well,
though, so.
that's what my next question was going to be. If you were asked,
No, no, no.
would we see a return of Mary Johnson if you were asked?
It well, yeah. If of course, if there was a, obvious. I'm sure if the script is good, and why wouldn't I do it if they asked me? But
Brilliant. Okay. So then, other than Mary Johnson, who was your favorite character in Grange Hill?
yeah. Well, I used to like Trisha Yates in it, I
Brilliant.
did also like her in it, and I like Terry Supat in it. I like Benny in it, it was a good character in it, and obviously to I like, so yeah, three. And Tom Hardy,
Okay.
yeah,
And
because
so
he
if
was
you,
guilty, wasn't he? And so.
And so if you couldn't have played Mary, which other character then would you have liked to have played?
Of course, I'd want to have probably played probably yeah probably Trisha's part, yeah, had a main part in it, I suppose, because you get all the good storylines back then. But I would never be chosen as that because they went for she was slim, blonde, and dark, short.
Okay, so the final question then, Kim, is why do you think there is still such affection for Grange Hill?
I think it was real. It felt real, and it was the and it was of its time as well for me, when but it was like it was new, and it was people could relate to it. I think that's what it was. It was about things that were happening to them
Definitely.
that they hadn't seen before. It suddenly it brought things out in the open, I think.
I mean, I always say that, you know, you talked earlier on about the fact that a lot of people didn't like it because of it was showing things that kids shouldn't have been seeing, and you know, and I always say that was one of the reasons why my parents let me watch it. Because then, you know, it opened up, then it gave the possibility of conversations and stuff, and you didn't have, you know, it wasn't awkward to have those conversations with your parents because they
Oh,
knew.
you could discuss it, couldn't you? Like, and it was like, oh, that's what we do, and it was okay to be naughty, kind of, really.
Definitely, definitely. Well,
It
listen.
gave kids a hero, didn't it? Give kids heroes, really.
Definitely. And you know, people have always said you could look at a character and go, I know someone like that. I, you know, there's someone like that in my school, or someone like that in my school as well. So brilliant. Well, Kim, thank you so much for
Oh,
coming on.
you're so welcome.
Coming on. It's been great talking to you. It really has, you know, not just about your time on Grange Hill, but also the other things that you've done as well. So thank you once again so much for coming on. I've really enjoyed it. So thank you. And to anyone that's listening, I'll speak to you next time. Cheers. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye bye.